Now we bring you letters from the evening news, which this week comment on our local hospital care, the idea of a rail terminal, the pronunciation of place names, and a bit of poetry.
Mr. G. Cameron of Brundle has thanks for NHS hospital staff. My wife had a bad fall and I took her to A&E at the hospital, booked in and waited to be taken for an X-ray. She was taken fairly quickly and I waited in the ward. When she returned, she was told it was a fractured hip and would need an operation in the next couple of days. She was operated on, stayed in for 8 days and is just home. She will have a carer come to see her for a week, which is great, and they are very helpful. I would like to say a big thank you to all the doctors and nurses who tended to her. They were very friendly, helpful and professional, and my wife is very grateful to them all. Well done, the National Health.
GP Brown of Norwich thinks a railhead would be a white elephant. I read of the suggestion of an enlarged rail terminal at Snetterton with amazement. The article is definitely short on what potential traffic there might be. Potential rail traffic today for Norfolk basically consists of transporting construction aggregates, limestone for British Sugar, and containers and block trains. In Norfolk, we already receive sugar beet processing limestone at Brandon and large quantities of construction aggregates at Snetterton, Trouse and Norwich Station Goodyard. We dispatch sand aggregates from Middleton Towers. There is no viable train-borne container traffic for Norfolk and the only block trains are those conveying distillate from North Walsham to Harwich. The days of individual wagon load trains are long gone from the UK and many European railways. Aggregate arrivals would seem to depend on continued planning permission to remove from the often petty areas of the country, and we all know the locals receive planning application to extract homegrown sands and gravels. We need to import aggregates to Norfolk because specifications for roads and many other uses require a graded crushed rock which cannot be produced from our sands and gravels or reliably from crushing old concrete and supply of which cannot be relied upon for larger quantities. Should the County Council decide to take this proposal further, I think I can confidently predict a future headline of Railhead White Elephant at Snetterton.
Poet Betjeman knew a thing or two, writes Richard Shepherd of Holt. Snettisham is in the news with the welcome information that the ringed plover is making a comeback thereabouts. All the broadcasters pronounced the place name as Snettisham, but I recall what may be the pristine original Norfolk pronunciation of that seaside place. The late poet laureate and broadcaster Sir John Betjeman, 1906 to 1984, used to pronounce it as Snetsam. Betjeman loved Norfolk, but his pronunciation is not my only reason for thinking that his is the correct one. My paternal grandfather was born in Ingworth in 1875. He used to pronounce Aylsham as Aylsham. Sometimes there is a little comedy in these mispronunciations. Another victim of the outside spiel is the village of Tittershall. A local told me that in the old days this was pronounced as Tittlesall. But an old Norfolk comrade of mine was beside himself with mirth when he heard that rendered by a newcomer from North London as Titty Show.
And finally, C.A.W. of Catton writes an ode following the announcement of the closure of a number of toilets by the council. Embarrassing problems I foresee when I'm desperate for a wee. I cross my legs, I want to go to Stalham, Weyburn, Wells, hey-ho, but now I find I cannot travel. The reason why I will unravel. You see, I have a problem along with many. I urgently need to spend a penny. Because my bladder is so weak, I cannot risk the slightest leak. I'll just give up. I cannot go. Far too risky. A leak will show. So housebound I will become unless the closures are undone. Please have a thought for the likes of me who may be desperate for a wee.